Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where the hosts are always active compliant. Here's Griffin Lee.
Thanks for joining us for this week's edition of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. This segment is brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. And if you're listening live, today is May 11th, 2017. If you're listening to this show from our past episodes, this is show number 459. Call in with your eBay update at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630.
Are you a mom who sells on eBay?
Not really.
You're not a mother.
Well, I've been called a mother, but I don't think... Anyway, go on.
Well, there's a contest, okay? Yeah,
that's right.
And it's eBay for Business blog.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to read you what it says here. Are you a mom who sells on eBay? If so, your experiences juggling motherhood and e-commerce could win you an eBay swag bag. Now through tomorrow, and this is why I'm going to bring this up two or three times today, because it ends tomorrow. Now through tomorrow, Friday, May 12th, you can share your mompreneur moment. That's what they're calling it, mompreneur moment, with eBay for Business in the comments section of the mompreneur moment blog post at ebayforbusinessblog.com. So you go to ebayforbusinessblog.com, and you'll see it right there on the front page this morning. Three entries will be selected for a chance to win an eBay swag bag, and those names will be announced on May 16th. So if you want to get in on a eBay swag bag, you want to tell your mompreneur story.
Mompreneur.
How do you feel about that term, mompreneur?
Well, I think it's been copyright trademarked, so I'm not sure that... that's great.
To me, it's like It's like, you know...
Yeah,
like,
I like it.
I don't like it. It would say, well, for this, it's okay. Because this is a special promotion for moms, okay? But I don't want anybody to go around calling themselves a mompreneur, because they're really entrepreneurs. I want them to have the full and complete everything that goes with that, because it's like calling a senator a senatorette.
Yeah.
Or a radio announcerette. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's great for this contest, but I'm just saying to you moms who are entrepreneurs, you are an entrepreneur full-fledged. This is a wonderful contest. You need to do it by tomorrow. So go on ebayforbusinessblog.com, and it's right there on the front. It's got a cute picture of a woman in front of her computer with a little baby in her lap. And it says your mompreneur moment can get you an eBay swag bag. So this is a good thing. And then it's got a place for you to share your mompreneur moment. And that could be just about anything, Griff. I mean... It could be about the time your kid threw up on your keyboard, right?
Yeah.
Could be anything. You know, your mompreneur moment. And then eBay's going to review and select three entries who will stand a chance to get an eBay swag bag. And they're accepting the entries through tomorrow, May 12th. Selected names will be announced on May 16th. So, inspiring. You know, women, it's not easy, Griff.
It's not easy.
Because that kid has got to come first, you know, especially when they're little, right? Hey, you want to go to the phones right away? We have a call.
I do.
Okay. Matthew is in Nevada. Hey, Matthew, what's your question or comment?
Hi. I have recently searched related products such as sex toys on eBay in the search category. And since eBay has changed their new homepage, every time I sign into my account, it's now showing up with my recently viewed items.
Yeah.
And all those products are being displayed all over my home screen every time I sign in. So I can't now sign in a public place, and I have to sign in behind locked, closed doors to do any work or sort of shopping with eBay.
Right.
Wow.
So
There's not actually a way to clear your search history or the cash or cookies with eBay. I've contacted several eBay employees, and they've all escalated it to the technical team.
Yeah. Not that I know of. There's no way to do this except to go and look at some other items quickly.
Yeah, right. I was going to say, if you look at a whole bunch of other items, because you know what happens to me, Matthew? It's certainly not the same as what happens to you, but it's sort of along the same lines. Because I do listing dishes with Griff on this show, So every time I go to do a listing dish, then the next day I'm getting, you know, oil pumps. In the, do you know what I mean? So
right, exactly.
Once I start looking a lot more, though, Griff, they'll go away, right?
Yeah, so...
Right, you could do that, but now it's also showing up your watch items as well on the homepage, and also recommended products for you, such as I have incontinent issues, so my whole page is full of diaper products, and it's embarrassing, and it doesn't give users any discrepancy or such as privacy rights, I know, are an issue, but... discretion or such as
right.
Things
so,
like...
So my recommendation is to there's a number of ways around. There's no way I know of to remove those from the page once you're signed in. What you could do is go to another, have another page be the home page that you go to. Maybe it's my eBay or it's a category, or it's the eBay radio page. That would make a nice homepage, I think.
Oh, I like it.
And then you can go to the homepage if you want at your time and on your discretion. The other thing you can do is, like I said about the recently viewed item, go view a bunch of stuff. But as far as I know, there is no way at this point to remove those from the homepage.
Yeah, and that's a big issue with...
Well, I know it's an issue, but it's not going to... I'm not going to solve it on the radio, so... I think you're going to have to either have a different page that you can access on eBay when you're in a public space, or clear out your watch list or add items to the watch list and look at some other items. Go view a bunch of items.
How do we clear out our watch list?
Well, you can go to your watch list and you can take you can delete items from it by checking the box next to each item and then clicking delete on the top of the watch list.
How do we get to the watch list?
My eBay watch list.
Got it.
I'm clicking on mine right now.
Okay, I get it.
Yeah.
Well, Matthew, I hope we've helped you a little today. I understand.
Probably a little,
how
but
you
not
feel.
A whole lot.
Not a whole lot.
Right.
I'd like to raise the issue so more people are aware of it and it can be a more user-friendly marketplace.
So if you go to the home page, and your browser window is opened up because otherwise it might be hidden, but I don't think it is. There's a little box that says help with a question mark. And if you open it up, there's a link to how do I provide feedback on the new eBay homepage. Select the tab below. And then there's a tab. There's a little edit box with a little pencil, and you can put in your thoughts there, and they get right to the people who are using the who are managing this page. That would be my suggestion.
Thank you, Matthew.
Thanks, Matthew.
And I get it. I get how he feels. I don't have that particular problem, but when I go on eBay and I see all the things we did, you know, for
other
people.
For me, it could be a problem similar, except what I do is I have. So it hasn't happened in a while, but on my other account, I'm sometimes asked to go look at an item. I'll have griffatebay.com. If I have to go look at an item for somebody sending me an email saying, can you check this out? Now, that item would appear on the Griff homepage, right?
Yeah,
you know,
mine too.
I'm signed into that. And it might not be the type of item I want people to walk by and see on my page. So, but I don't use that all the time. That's just for work. And then I have my civilian account, which I access through a different browser. But, unless the only thing that shows up in mine are Oriental rugs, shoes, t-shirts, and some electronic stuff. Oh no, there's a set of Tupperware. Don't ask me why. Anyway.
Well, I get it.
We're off to a rip-roaring start.
Well, that was a pretty good call, though. We've never had that issue ever in 14 years on this show.
Yeah.
That's the first time. And I get it. I understand what he's going through. Well, Griff, we're going to take calls today at 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. By the way, Matthew was a first-time caller. And so we're happy he called. I'm sorry we couldn't help him more than we did, but you gave him a couple of things that he could do, so that's cool.
Yeah.
So we're going to be taking calls today on any subject regarding selling on eBay or entrepreneurialism at 888-RADIO-30. This is the day that you can call in, and if for some reason you can't, you can click on the Contact Us button. It's either to the right of the page you're listening to us now on, or if you're listening on the little black player, it's a tab on the bottom. And you click on that, says Contact Us, type it in, and we get it while we're on the air. We do our best to answer it as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows, we might have some interesting pop-ins today. One never knows
right. What's
going to happen on the Ask Griff and Lee Show, right?
Yeah.
So, Griff, how are you doing? When are you leaving for Nashville?
Saturday morning.
Yay.
Luckily, our good friend Rob will be staying at the house to mind the pets and the property, the estate, minding the estate.
Have you ever taken them to a doggy daycare?
No, and I don't think I would.
You know, Betsy does, and she loves it.
No, and they work great. The problem is that for my dogs, they're always home dogs, so I think it's too disrupting. If I knew I was going to do it on a regular basis, I would, but I think it's too disrupting for them to be taken out of the home and put into a different environment on a one-off basis. They're much happier if they're home.
Well, she does it on a regular basis.
And that's different.
Like one or two days a week while she's working.
Yeah, that's different.
On the show. And she does it so they're used to it. But she has a webcam where she can see everything that they're doing, which is kind of cool.
And if I had to, I probably would. I've got four of them now, but, I like them around me. And I have webcams in my house, so I can always, and they can hear me when I talk. It drives them nuts, because suddenly this disembodied voice is calling them. They're looking around saying, where is he? Where is he? I hear him, but I don't see him.
So your friend is coming in, and when are you leaving?
I said Saturday morning.
Saturday morning. Oh, well, have a good time.
Okay.
You're going to be with your soon-to-be in-laws, right?
Yep.
Have a good time.
This segment was brought to you by BubbleFast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. But you know that. We're here to answer your eBay questions. 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Managing your online business can be complicated, but shipping doesn't have to be. Stamps.com makes shipping super simple. Whether you ship one item a week or lots of packages every day, Stamps.com's simple interface lets you print multiple shipping labels in seconds, so you can spend less time shipping and more time selling. And if you have multiple eBay accounts, you can import orders from each store into one interface. It makes shipping your orders from all stores really easy. Stamps.com gives you access to all USPS mail classes, along with the lowest available USPS rates. So for shipping, the choice is simple. Stamps.com. And here's a little bonus. Sign up and get a free 5-pound shipping scale. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee. For the cost of postage and handling at Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling.
Many online sellers suffer from email overload. ShaverWorld's Marguerite Garigian and her four colleagues field hundreds of emails monthly from multiple selling channels. It got easier once they discovered Reply Manager.
We would have to log into one store, check emails, log out, check into another store, respond to emails, log out. It was very long and arduous. Reply Manager, everything just came into one inbox.
She appreciates how Reply Manager keeps track of correspondence.
eBay emails. You don't see the thread. If the customer responds, you have to go into your sent items, read what you wrote, come back. It was very tedious and time-consuming and frustrating. The Reply Manager just solved all of that.
Marguerite and her colleagues found Reply Manager easy to learn and use.
It's really user-friendly and instinctive.
Reply Manager enables Marguerite and her colleagues to deal with customer emails faster and more efficiently. It can work for you, too. Visit ReplyManager.com.
So how's your business on eBay going?
Business is great. My listings and my sales are way up.
Yet you still have time to grab a cup of coffee with an old friend?
Yeah, and it's all because I decided to start buying in bulk.
What do you mean?
I'm talking bulk with a Q. B-U-L-Q. It's a new way to buy liquidation goods.
Oh, what kind of liquidation goods?
Bulk products come from major U.S. retailers. You know, excess inventory, returns, open box items, salvage, stuff like that.
Well, how do you know what you're going to get?
Bulk gives me a complete manifest of every item that's in each pallet, and they guarantee it's accurate. No surprises.
Isn't that kind of pricey? And what about shipping?
Pallets start as low as $200, so I started small, and they ship everything for one flat rate, straight to my house.
Wow, that's B-U-L-Q, right?
Right. Liquidation goods with guaranteed manifests and flat rate shipping. Just remember B-U-L-Q.com, the easy way to source.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where promotions are managed and tracking is always current. Now, here's Griffin Lee.
And thanks for joining us. This segment is brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q, the easy way to source. We're here for you at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that number is 888-723-4630.
And if you, for some reason, you can't call us, you can click on the Contact Us button, and there you'll have it. Type it out, send it in to us. We'll read it over the air and try to help you with your problem.
Wait a minute. What's that sound I hear?
eBay Radio poppin'.
Well, let me get the door. Who could it be? Excuse me as I go away from my microphone and I open the door. I hope I didn't oil the hinges. Well, look who's here. It's our dear friend, Audrey Tracy. Audrey,
oh,
come in and sit down.
What a surprise.
There she is walking to her chair. So now let's test
Hi,
your mic.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, the
Hi,
mic is
Audrey.
Working.
How are you?
Doing good, thank you.
Good. Thanks for having me today as a special pop-in. I didn't realize there was such a big
deal,
a big, you know, roll-up to it.
Yeah.
Well, you're just a little poppet. That's what you are.
A poppet.
So, Audrey, tell us, what's up these days? I hear you're working on something called the Shine Awards for small business.
A bunch of us are working on the Shine Awards. So, in case you haven't heard, the eBay Shine Awards launched on May 1st, and they're really a big deal for us here in the seller community. The eBay Shine Awards are kind of eBay's way of recognizing and rewarding the best eBay sellers, kind of doing the best practices on eBay. And so it's really around celebrating entrepreneurship and all of the great, wonderful stories that come out of eBay and eBay sellers in particular. So,
what are this year's categories?
So we've got a bunch of categories this year, and they're different from last year. So if you're familiar with last year's, we're switching it up a little bit. Excuse me. The first one is Rising Star, and that's a small business owner who's been selling on the platform, who either joined within the last 12 months or somebody who has been on the platform for a while but has seen significant growth in the last 12 months. So you could either be a newcomer or an old-timer.
An old-timer.
Or an experienced seller, let me put it that way.
That's better.
Thank you. Who has seen significant growth. So that's category number one.
Okay.
Number two is a global business, a small business that sells a portion of their inventory on eBay internationally. And we say a portion. It doesn't have to be a huge portion. It just has to be a portion. So a lot of you that are using, for instance, like GSP, you would qualify here. The next one is minority or woman-owned. This is either a female small business owner or a small business owner that is in a racial or ethnic minority group. I've got a huge list of them, and I won't waste your time, but basically it's any minority or ethnic group that is recognized as such by the U.S. Census.
Oh, that's cool. So who can apply?
Well, I got two categories to go.
Oh, you're not through with the there's more categories?
There's more categories.
Well, excuse
me. So is that minority, women in minority?
No, sorry. You could either be a woman or a minority.
Okay.
Or both.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Number four.
Number four, charitable business. A small business that uses the eBay for Charity program to donate a portion of their profit to charity. So, as you know, last year's winner was a business called Reflections of Trinity, and they do amazing charity work. So we are always interested in charity stories. Excuse me. And the next one is young entrepreneur, a person between the ages of 19 and 35 that owns or has a major role in the business operations of a small business selling on eBay.
And that's 18 that's cool. to 35.
19 to 35.
Oh, 19 to 35.
So that's who can apply.
Yep. Yep.
So I got that question out of the way.
Okay. So Rising Star.
Mm-hmm.
So again, this is a newbie within the last 24 months.
Joined within the last 24 months.
Or someone who's been on a while, but who over the last 12 months has seen a rise in their business, or 24 months?
12 months.
12 months. Okay, got it.
On the experienced seller.
Okay, I got it.
Yep.
All right, and then global business. Is that somebody who uses the global shipping program?
They don't necessarily have to use this global shipping program. They may want to, you know, they may ship internationally on their own. But what I'm trying to say is, if you're a, you know, don't be intimidated by that category. Don't feel like you have to be this giant multinational corporation that sells globally. You can be a small seller who happens to sell through GSP or without GSP, so long as you sell internationally.
Cool.
That's
so,
cool.
How are the winners determined?
So what happens is everyone will submit their stories. We are closing the submission phase May 19th.
May 19th.
And then... excuse me, a panel here at eBay will review all of the entries, and we will determine three finalists in each category. And at that point, we will put, the Shine, we will turn the Shine website back on June 26th, and that's when we open it up for community voting. And what's great about community voting is exactly what it is. Everyone gets to come to this page, read the finalist stories, and then vote. And the other thing that's great is you can vote once per day between June 26th and, when the voting period ends, and forgive me, I don't have that date in front of me.
Now, Audrey, last year, you, if I remember correctly, you didn't have to be one of the three that was picked in each category. You didn't have to be a category winner to win the big prize. Is that right this year as well?
I believe so, yes.
Okay, so for right now, we know that of these five categories, there are going to be three picked, and they're the ones that are going to be sent to eBay event in July, right?
Yes. So if you are a finalist, you will get a trip to eBay Open, and we will also reveal the grand prize winner. We will reveal each category winner and the grand prize winner at Open.
Oh,
so
cool.
It's a big deal. It's super fun. If you go to Open, there's this big, I mean, it's almost like the Academy Awards. There's this big presentation. I don't know if Hal will be presenting again this year, but he did last year. You know, confetti comes from the roof when the winners are announced. It's super fun and it's a big deal. And I was crying, of course, because I'm a softie.
Oh, you're a softie.
And tell us about the winner last year.
Yeah.
So Lori Wong is a woman that runs a nonprofit in, I believe, in the Atlanta area. The business is called Reflections of Trinity, and she runs a thrift store and a food pantry. And so last year she was the grand prize winner, and she got $10,000. And this is a wonderful story that I love to tell. One of the what she wanted to do with her 10K was buy a walk-in refrigerator so that she could offer both fresh and packaged foods for her food pantry. By total coincidence, one of the other category finalists was a man who sells restaurant supplies. And I forget his name, I'm sorry. But
I've got goosebumps already,
yeah.
And you haven't finished.
You know where I'm going with
yes.
this. So he did not win the grand prize, but he was gracious enough to offer Lori a walk-in refrigerator at a discounted price. He also happens to be in the Atlanta area as well. And so he basically gave this, you know, walk-in refrigerator. I believe it was either at a discount or I forget the exact terms of the deal. But anyway, long story short is it's this really great, you know, heartwarming moment where two winners get together and help each other out to create, you know, a food pantry, to kind of up-level the food pantry and serve more of the community.
And they're both from the same area.
And they're both from the same
Did
area.
Did that happen on the stage or during the event?
No, this happened after the fact. I wish we could have talked about this at Open because it's such a great story.
We're
but it happened after the fact.
We're showbiz people, aren't we?
We are. We're
yes,
totally
we want to capture that moment.
Definitely.
No substance, just showbiz.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's all emotionally wonderful.
You don't know the deadline for entering, though.
The deadline is...
The 19th, but the deadline for voting, we don't know.
I'm sorry, it's not in my notes.
That's okay.
Please hold.
So we have to have you back again.
Right, and you're just going to have to vote real quick, you know, as many times as you can once a day.
Yep, so. Starting June 26th.
There you go.
Yep.
Well, that's so exciting.
It is so exciting. So if you're listening as a seller, I really encourage you to apply. The application process we want to hear your story. So it's not difficult, but it does take a little bit of time. but it's worth doing right. And in fact, on the eBay for Business blog, I believe today or tomorrow, we're going to publish a article on what makes a great shine entry. So I would really encourage you to have a look at that. We want to, one of the great things about doing this exercise is it actually gets you as a small business owner to think about your story and think about what makes you unique and think about how eBay has enabled you to grow or, you know, grow or take care of other priorities in your life. There's a million great seller stories in the eBay community. And so the act of, you know, putting your story together is really one of reflection and I would almost say like gratitude and really understanding where your story came from and where you want to go.
Did you get to be one of the judges last year?
Not in the finalist. Not in the grand prize and category winner.
Right.
I was part of the committee at the very beginning. Last year we got 1,300 entries.
We did.
Oh,
I know.
My.
Yes.
That was a lot.
So the,
yeah.
There was an employee committee that was set up and we combed through those to identify the 15 finalists.
Must have been very interesting.
Oh, it was wonderful.
It was fun.
It must have been hard, too,
on these stories.
Right?
Yes, because there's so many great stories. I mean, there's so many great tales out there of how, of sellers building a business from the ground up or, you know, building a business.
The accidental entrepreneurs are the ones I love. The accidental entrepreneurs. Because they, you know, they got into trouble in some way, shape, or form. Either husband lost the job, they did, automobile accident, things happened. They started selling things out of their garage and they became real entrepreneurs.
Yep.
I love those stories.
So do I. So let me do a quick call to action here. Go to ebay.com/shineawards. You can read all about the prizes. There's a bunch of fantastic prizes. It's not just the 10K. There's lots of experiences and lots of eBay products that you get on top of that. And so go to ebay.com/shineawards, check out the prizes, and then start thinking about what your application might look like. What's your story? We want to hear it.
So Griff, what's your story?
What's my story?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
Saved by the Bell.
You have a couple hours?
Yeah.
This segment was brought to you by Bulk, BULQ, the easy way to source. Give us a call at 888-723-4630. We'll take your calls when we come back with more of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Poorly packed items are one of the most common reasons that buyers leave negative feedback. But with shipping supplies from BubbleFast, you'll soon be packing like a pro. BubbleFast's Mark and Robin Levine have the answers to all your packing and shipping questions, and they've got everything you need to put their advice into practice. They've been serving e-commerce sellers just like you since 1999, and they personally use all of their own products. If they don't like it, they won't sell it. So start packing your items as professionally as you run the rest of your business with shipping supplies from BubbleFast. Join BubbleFast's Facebook group and subscribe to their Bubble Briefs newsletter. Find it all at BubbleFast.com, providing shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. That's BubbleFast.com.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
A brief history of shipping items, brought to you by Indicia, the leading e-commerce shipping software. The Transcontinental Railroad. Not a bad idea. Problem was, if you weren't at the train station, they would leave your package at the nearest saloon. And a fight would typically break out, and men with big mustaches would fall on the packages containing grandma's precious dishes. Luckily, people today have Indicia, so you can get packages to your eBay customers easily and quickly. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's Indicia.com/eBay Radio.
Listen while you list.